Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A mass shooting in Dallas is under investigation. The tax deadline is looming, and it's a sweet season for strawberries. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia has ordered an internal affairs investigation after nine people were shot early Sunday morning. One person died. Eight others are expected to survive. And the search continues for the shooter. KRLD's Scott Gordon has the latest.
It happened about 1:30 a.m. Sunday in the 4500 block of Collins, that's in southeast Dallas. 21-year-old Kariesha Bradford was killed. Eight others were wounded. They're expected to survive. Tyresha Jordan is Bradford's cousin.
She did not have to go the way she went. Senseless. Senseless. Y'all broke our family. Everybody's so hurt right now.
Police were called to the same location a few hours earlier for a large party in the street. Police Chief Eddie Garcia wants to know if officers could or should have done anything on that earlier call that could have prevented the shooting. Garcia says he has a lot of questions, so that's why he wants an internal review. No word on what led to the shooting in the first place. In the 24-hour news center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's that day of the year we all dread. Tax returns are due, and you only have until midnight to get it done. KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports.
Yes, it's time to pay up, I guess. I'm at the main Dallas post office on I-30, and right now it seems to be pretty much business as usual. Now, I've been asking around, and it seems like a lot of us kind of like to beat the deadline.
Have you done your taxes yet?
Yes.
You sound so relieved.
Well, we did them a long time ago.
So you're an early bird.
I am.
You do it every year early?
Yes.
Wow, you're more disciplined than I am.
Yes.
But if you are a procrastinator, keep in mind time is winding down. The deadline is tonight at midnight. To help you out, both the Dallas Main Post Office near I-30 and Sylvan and the Fort Worth Main Post Office on Mark IV Parkway near Meacham, their lobbies are open until midnight tonight, the deadline. At the Main Post Office in Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Highland Park alum Scottie Scheffler has conquered Augusta for a second time. The number one golfer in the world dominated the Masters, finishing 11 under par and four shots ahead of second place.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
This season, Scheffler also became the first golfer ever to win the Players' Championship in back-to-back years. He almost didn't make it to the Masters because his wife is due to give birth to their first child later this month. A minister in Fort Worth has been arrested 60 miles away in Collin County on a charge he tried to have sexual contact with a child. KRLD's Alan Skaya says the minister is still in jail.
Reverend Jason Myers was arrested Friday on a charge of online solicitation of a minor. He's associate rector at Trinity Episcopal Church in Fort Worth. The Collin County Sheriff's Office hasn't given details about what happened, but Rector Robert Pay sent a letter to parishioners this weekend saying the bishop has suspended Myers. Pay says Myers cannot have contact with the congregation, and he knows this comes as a shock, but they don't have any reason to believe someone in the congregation or school was hurt. Pay says he knows parishioners still have unanswered questions, but he says the church is cooperating fully with law enforcement. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Legendary Texas oilman Herbert Hunt has died. He died April 9th. He was 95 years old. The oil wildcatter left a massive business and philanthropic footprint in Dallas. Hunt became one of the world's most prominent oil barons and investors throughout his seven-decade career, following his father's lead along with brothers Nelson and Lamar Hunt. Hunt is survived by his wife, Nancy, and five children. A service is planned for April 23rd at the Highland Park Presbyterian Church at 3 in the afternoon. Texas A&M is hosting a conference this week on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture. KRLD's Stephen Pickering explains.
Researchers from around the country are gathered in College Station to share their work on ways that AI can help farmers and ranchers. Co-organizer Dr. Seth Murray at A&M says AI could be used to help design new varieties of crops, analyze soil for its productivity, or help drones detect weeds or pests.
Most of what AI is doing so far is not necessarily touching farmers, but it's the research that we're doing that will be touching farmers in the future.
The Artificial Intelligence in Agriculture and Natural Resources Conference starts today and runs through Wednesday in College Station. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Scammers raked it in last year, but a group is trying to stop them. KRLD's John Little tells us how.
New data from the Federal Trade Commission shows consumers reported a record $10 billion lost to scams in 2023. Reed Tepfer, an attorney for the FTC Southwest Region, says it's important to remember that scams tend to have some telltale signs.
Scammers are going to want you to pay in a specific way, maybe cryptocurrency or bank transfers or wiring money through a company like MoneyGram or Western Union or maybe a gift card. You should never pay someone who wants you to pay in a certain way.
Tepfer says emails were the preferred communication method for scammers last year, but cautioned that scammers can also use social media and other platforms to trap victims. If you fall victim to a scam, act quickly and contact payment providers to see if you can reverse the transaction. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas strawberry growers are celebrating an early and bountiful season with berries ripening ahead of schedule by 2 to 3 weeks. We can thank the relatively mild winter for the early start. Despite occasional challenges like heavy rains and hailstorms in certain regions, overall crop quality and quantity remains high. Growers are really pleased with the size and sweetness of the berries, which are getting favorable reviews from consumers. Thanks to efficient watering methods and minimal impact from disease and pest, it's shaping up to be a fruitful season for strawberry lovers across the state. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.